This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 26th. God's word for you today is Destruction, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verse 25, and it says, "But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action." Yesterday, we established that distraction is a force that negates traction. Distraction dissipates energy. However, progress, motion, requires traction, and that is why the enemy brings distractions to negate traction. The first distraction is bad attitudes. The second is procrastination. The "I will do it tomorrow" mindset. A lot has been said and written about procrastination. In fact, I wanted to write a book on procrastination, but I procrastinated, so I have not written it. That is just a joke. What I am saying is, we all are guilty of procrastinating. The more you overcome procrastination, the more traction you have in your life. The third is excuses. Excuses are a huge distraction. It dissipates and removes the power that traction brings into our lives. Excuses are the nails someone said used to build a house of failure. As long as you come up with excuses, you cannot get any traction. Excuses cripple and make lame. Some people have a beautiful and perfect excuse for everything they have not done. In fact, when you hear their excuses, you will be baffled. But guess what? No traction. I hate, detest excuses. If something needs to be done, we get it done. No excuses. Say it out loud. No excuses. The fourth is busyness. We can be so busy that we do not do the things that move us forward. We do many things. We are rotating, very busy, but there is no motion, no traction. And the things that keep us busy are not necessarily bad, but those things keep us from doing the best things. When I began to do what I am about to share with you, my life took a different turn. There are things that I can do that are good, but should I be doing them? Are they great for me and my assignment? Sit and evaluate the things that you do. We have to be willing, as it is said, to say no to some good things in order to say yes to the best things. Say no to the family function so that you can read a book. "But Pastor, the book is not going anywhere." "But this family function happens only once and that is it. I will just be seeing posts on social media." But the truth is, it is a distraction. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." A physical mirror does not show you who you want to be. This word about traction and everything you read in the scriptures does not show you who you want to be or who you wish you could be. When you stand in front of the mirror, it shows you who you are. Guess what? No matter how you feel, God's word shows you exactly who you are. Let us pray. Father, even as I look into your revealed word this year, I will stick with it. I will not be distracted or scatterbrained. I will act on it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.